Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really, really healthy and dying sexy people. Hello and welcome to Conscious Creation. Wow, what a week it's been. You know, I'm 1 week into this big health and wellness summit, and it has been a wee bit overwhelming for me. And incredibly enlightening. There's some really, really exciting information coming in about our work and a new understanding for me about how incredibly powerful the work of conscious creation is. Two of the biggest things that I see threads running through everybody and doing the summit, and you know, we're all one energy, so whatever's going on there is going on in all energy, is really, really, we hear it and we think we understand it and we don't really live it. The fact that we are the creators of us, that we are responsible for choosing what we want, committing to it, feeling love around it, inviting the universe to partner with us. We're in charge of that. But if we have the belief I can never be God, well, you can start to see the problems there then, right? And that is a core belief. Now, I'm not going to go into that today. There's brand new information, and I got to check it out before I bring it to you. I want to talk today about injustice. I'm like over it, guys. I'm over it. I'm over it with our government. I'm over it with people in my personal life. Getting away with, well, illegal and immoral actions and not being brought to task, not being brought back into balance. And so, you know me, I sit down and do our work, I just don't talk about it. And I sat down and went, well, obviously I'm in reaction here, channel. And I know it's not okay to address injustice because that's a negative. And the channel stopped me cold and said, no, you have to deal with it. You and people of consciousness must come forward and deal with this now. Just do it through love. So that led this morning, and I want you all, please promise me you will read the e-blast, write down the command that the channel gave me for injustice. The whole e-blast tomorrow is on this, and there is an amazing claim that I would like all of you to commit to making it a part of your daily direction, okay? But I asked, what is behind all of this injustice? Now, we know everything starts within us. So the channel took me to, again, I have no control. I can never be God. So what happens is subconsciously we say, well, what's the use? I can't do anything about this injustice anyway. What's the use? But you know we can. You know, when we bring our focus around and our balance around to justice, you know that we affect other energy. So what's the use then? Took me to core belief number 3. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Which led to, because I'll never be good enough. So if you read that backwards, if I have the core belief, if we have the core belief, I'll never be good enough. So I don't have enough energy to direct and demand justice. What's the use? I can't. What's the use of me even getting involved? And then they took me to the song from Hamilton. And they want you to know, this is your shot, guys. This is our shot. You have to get involved. This is your opportunity to create what you want, which is balance, respect and honor for all energy, power through divine love, integrity, truthfulness, time that we demand this from our own consciousness. So that's our clear direction today, that all energy that is living in injustice is brought back into the balance of justice. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. This is our command to the energy, and the energy must follow. Please be present with this and make it part of your daily routine, guys. Okay, I think we're going to dive in. Next Sunday, I'm going to have a plethora of information for you that's coming out of the summit. But I want it all to congeal, and I want to test it thoroughly. But next Sunday, tune in to hear some pretty big information. All righty, we're going to start with Davina in Austin. Hi, babe.
Hi, you wonderful, sexy, fabulous person.
I accept that. Thank you very much.
And so healthy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you. That's my intention, is to create health and wellness in every subject of my life, baby. What are you creating? What do you have a question?
I'm so glad you asked that, because what I'm seeing is, or getting the sense of, that, yes, we conscious create. And we are so focused on everything's going to hell in the handbasket that that's what we'll end up getting. So we're all creating that as long as we focus on that.
That's right.
And as long as we focus on, oh, man, this election's going to be just a disaster. And, I mean, on and on and on. And what I'm getting is that we need to focus on, after that, what do we want to create? What, you know, this is our time to really embrace that we are creators, and that what we want is a balanced government, yada yada yada, love and equality, and, you know, on and on.
Justice.
So is that correct?
Yes. And justice. Yeah. So you are right on. You are right on. And we've got to step forward to take responsibility for that direction. Because you know when the multitude of the collective consciousness comes together to create this balance and this focus, once we reach over half the energy, the rest of the energy picks it up. Yes, and your little dog is saying, that's right, that's right on. Anything else, sweetheart?
Just the knowing that we are, because we have this awareness and so many don't, that it's even more imperative that we, you know, create this together, you know, to create the what we want.
That's right. And let's start looking out into the world and seeing that everybody has this consciousness. Aha! See, there was a big shift there. Because remember how I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me all have to come together. So if we want higher consciousness, we have to see a world filled with it first.
And we
got
it. That. Yes.
Okay, boy, that was a big one. I love you too. Thank you. All righty, we be going to Diana in New York. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Long time no talk. Really great start. So on a personal note, I would like to understand, because what's up for me around this truth and integrity is where I have been out of integrity throughout my life. I noticed this past week I had a lot of things coming at me. And interestingly enough, I am waiting for COVID test results because my son at university has just found out he's been exposed. So that brought up a lot of fear. And
okay, stay in your knowing.
Yep, but I went in, you're right, thank you. So I'm looking for tough love. I went into why this may be some introspection, and what came up was where I have been out of integrity myself. So
good
I'm
for
looking
you.
For,
yep, I get yeah, a big yes a, on that. Good for you for doing your own work. I love that. That's what I'm trying to teach everybody in the summit, you know, to go within and start doing their own work, guys, because that's where the power comes from. You don't want to have to depend on me or priests or rabbis or therapists or, you know. And it's fine to get guidance from people, and then you've got to move into your power of creation and take it from there. The first thing that I'm hearing, Diana, we've all, anybody that's in embodiment and even out, the channel is saying, has fallen out of integrity. Biggest way that you are going to go against yourself right now is to stand in judgment toward yourself. That's not going to help.
Okay.
What happened in that moment is you got a big aha about what you want to shift within yourself to make you and the world a better place.
Yep.
So absolutely. That's exciting, and that's what you focus on. And, you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's the quote they're giving me from Christ. You know, we're learning, but to stand in judgment of what we're learning is the way we betray ourselves. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So just love yourself and love yourself and love yourself more for uncovering this realization and redirecting it, baby.
I will. The other piece of it that came up was related to, it might be something karmic clearing. you know, I don't go into that much stuff. I kind of focus on what's here and now, but it was interesting how strongly that came through.
Yeah, let me tell you, from what my channel says, and I have never known my channel to be wrong, this is how they explain karma. If you have a belief that something is karmic and passed down and in your energy, then it will be.
Okay.
That's the reality that you get. As you believe, it's delivered to you guys. So the minute you go, you know what? I'm redirecting this. So I am integrity itself. I am honesty itself. That's who I am. Then there's no karma.
Okay.
I want everybody, because so many of you have in me, us, over the years, over our spiritual journeys, have delved into negative energy attacking us and miasms and imprints and all that stuff. And the channel wants you to know that what we teach here, if you go to love and keep focused on the positive things that you are creating and directing all energy and all dimensions to create it with you, it balances out all that other stuff and you don't have to put your energy there. So push the easy button, Diana.
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
It sounds to me like you're not accepting this.
I have to sit with it a little bit, to be quite honest. I need to sit with all the information you just gave me and make it feel it, because I don't feel it right now. You're right. But I need to sit with it.
Okay. That's fair. I would like everybody to claim right now before we go on, I am ready, willing, and able to live my freedom. Everybody just claim that. I am ready, willing, and able to live and be my freedom. And so it is. Woohoo! Thank you, baby. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you. Yep,
you bye-bye. Bet. All right. Let's see. Lena in Oklahoma, what's up?
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, babe.
A couple of things. One, I realized too, thank you for bringing up the integrity, because I've been having dreams about that, and where I haven't been living in integrity or in love. I have some things going on with my parents, and I'm not sure I want to help, because my mom is having some really bad issues. But at the same time, I want to look forward to things that I'm wanting to create, but it's like everything is just not flowing together.
Well, I would start saying that it is then. Again,
okay.
Let me teach this principle. You have to say it and claim it and keep redirecting your brain toward the new before you get to live the experience of it. Now, first of all, Lena,
mm-hmm.
Do they want your help?
I don't know. It's
'cause I get a no.
It's like when I've been going over there lately to, you know, sit with my mom, she's been forgetting who I am. And then it's like my dad he vents because it's just them. They don't have any help.
Well, can they
and
get help?
My dad could, but I'm not sure that he wants strangers in his house. And I know
that's what I keep hearing is they don't really want help. They're kind of
They're very
stuck in this,
and not
and they're kind of stuck in this victimness stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So what you can do is love them unconditionally. Again, everybody, I keep teaching you, you can talk to their energy. Connect and talk to their energy. That's how I do readings for you guys. I'm connecting with your energy. You can connect with any energy and have discourse with it, Lena.
So
okay?
Okay, I have one more question. When I've tried to use the pendulum in the last couple of weeks, it just goes all to yes.
That's because you don't trust yourself, honey. The secret of using a pendulum or muscle testing in any way is that you step aside and allow your channel to test for you. You are bringing in the information from outside of you. And when you first start using the pendulum, everybody's in fear that they're going to control it, that they're not getting the highest answer, or that they are getting the highest answer and it's not the answer they want, right? So have you taken the free class on using the pendulum that's on the website?
I have it uploaded. I haven't watched it yet.
I'd start there. Start there.
Okay.
Because you don't ever start using the pendulum until you make sure you're balanced and not switched. Okay. Always want to say, I am demanding only the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. So it's free, guys. And I would love for everybody to start using the pendulum, but it takes a while to master, like life. But man, it's a great tool to use. So start there, Lena, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
You are so welcome, baby.
Thank you.
All right. Miss Pauline in Queens, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I love your I love you, I love you more thing, because I actually found a card now that I have posted in front of my mirror, so I remind myself of what you've always saying.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm getting there. I'm actually realizing that, in the past, I used to trust blindly, and then I found out there are people taking advantage, but now I'm the opposite, where I'm very cautious, but I'm trying to learn to trust, because now I know if I tap into me, my divinity, I have no problems, and I am protected from what I've been told over and over from various people. And now I believe it true is true. I've actually done stuff that has happened to me now that I have experience that I know I'm protected. Now I can trust and let go now and surrender and hopefully channel like what you're channeling, but my own channeling to my own energies. I'm actually learning a lot about myself in the cosmic realm and star beings. So I'm hoping for and deeper, and actually I need to do more grounding, and I also want to watch out for my ego, because I don't want my ego getting
in the way. Okay, all right, Pauline, take a break. Take a break and take a breath.
Okay, that's another thing.
I don't want you to focus on anything negative. This is what I have to get rid of. This is what I have to fix. This is where I'm falling out. That's not going to get you where you want to go, guys. You have to be really, really careful in who you listen to and what books you read and what courses you study. Because a lot of people, and this is my very clear opinion, a lot of people in the spiritual realm are still dealing with religious issues. All we have to know is we're made in the image and likeness of the creative force that made everything, which means we have all the abilities of that creative force. We are a fractal of that creative force. We also know that Christ said, these miracles and more will you do also. So we have permission to create all the miracles we want to create. And we have to get in touch with our incredible power through divine love that is who we are. All the rest of the stuff will come into balance when you get that into alignment, guys. Please, I'm asking you, Pauline, and I'm asking everybody, can you make it simpler? It's almost like, and I'm speaking a lot about what's coming up in the Health and Wellness Summit too, Pauline. It's almost like we get off finding what's wrong and seeing if we can fix ourselves. And
well,
it's,
right? That's an ego thing. Wow.
Yes.
That sounds like it. And in my mind, I need to just step my mind out of the way and back to my heart and then my divinity.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And keep
absolutely.
It simple, right?
Absolutely.
Please.
Keep it. Yes. Keep it simple.
Thank you so much. I knew I needed a high call in for a reason.
Yeah, well, good. That's a lesson everybody needed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pauline. All right, Miss Lisa in Chicago, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I'll tell you, I'm loving the Health and Wellness Summit. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Great, thank you.
I was going to ask a health question, but since you started off by focusing on injustice, I'll switch to that. I'm involved in a lot of equity groups here in Chicago where there's just so much injustice that's been done. So my feeling is like we can heal as a nation, as a people, as a world. I see the light coming in. And some of the people I'm involved with, like I can tell come from that perspective, but then there are others that are still so focused on the anger. So when sending them like love and light, is there a certain affirmation or something coming from the channel that is a really good statement to make?
Well, yes, and I would love for you to go back and listen to the show again and listen to some of your words, because we have a theme going through the show already, guys. Oh, look at the surprise on our face. You see,
okay.
We have to see, we have to look out and see a world of justice. If you go back to the book Power Versus Force, I talk about it a lot.
Okay.
You know that one person that holds the true state of love affects, I think it's 700,000 other people. But
I'm going to read the book. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, guys. It's really a powerful understatement. I mean, an underlining of our work and how powerful self-responsibility is. So that's the first thing. What's the last question you asked, Lisa?
Is there like an affirmation or something, a message you're getting from the channel, like a statement or command that I could make that will
well,
be
what do
a
you
powerful
want, Lisa?
Thing?
What do you want?
What do I want? I want everyone to see that light can come in and that there's the opportunity to have a healthy, happy life, that
okay.
people can let go of the past.
Nope, nope, nope. You don't ever go to a negative when you're making a claim in a direction.
Okay.
Okay.
That people see a
so
bright,
I am,
future.
I am seeing a world that is already in the light, knows the light.
Okay.
Lives the light, experiences the light of divine love. That is
okay.
the world I choose to see. Now, universe, I'm feeling the love around it. Create this with me now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so tricky, guys, because our brains are trained to go to what to fix. and what to heal and what's wrong and how can I get them to? Well, you get them to by taking yourself to the place you want and then seeing the world that way. Are you really clear? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. This is
Thank
great.
You.
This is great. And this tells me again how being involved in the summit is opening this all up for everybody. Gina in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, babe.
So your work is so profound. And I just
well,
want to
thank
you.
You
for that. Yeah, I dabbled and now I'm fully in this health and wellness summit. It's fantastic. And Susan Shadburn, those audios are just unbelievable, right? God rest her soul. She's not here with us, right?
Yeah, no, she passed in 2018.
Yeah. Okay, so you answered my first question, which is how to deal with the negativity that I feel I wake up with every day, which is around the injustice. And so a few people have answered that around, like, working on my own out of integrity and also just seeing the world that there is this possibility. Okay,
there's
so I got
also,
that.
Hold on, there's a core belief they want to give you. This page here, 9. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And you're saying that to your higher self. You believe that your higher self, a.k.a. God, a.k.a. the universe, doesn't have time for you because you're it and it's you. So I would get up, well, and when you go to sleep at night, saying, I'm going to sleep deeply and joyfully tonight, knowing that I and the universe and God all have time for me and come forward for me. That's a lot of where your anxiety's laying, Gina.
That's interesting. So when you say you don't have time for me, I'm talking to myself. Like, I don't have time for me.
We are always talking to ourselves, guys.
Yeah.
The more I can get you to get that, you shift you shift everything.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's easy and it's simple, but we just still want to dabble in the fixing, which is never going to give us time for ourselves to create, which is how we betray and abandon ourselves. Right? So you've got this, Gina. You just needed a little clear understanding. You've got it all now.
Can I ask one more question about my sinuses?
Yeah, okay. I hear them.
Yeah, so this has been, and I, you know, listening to Susan and your conversation, I mean, with my, whatever, miasms and implants, and, you know, this has just been a long-term issue, like since birth.
Yeah, what do you
I know it had to be since birth.
It's about grief, Gina. And it started, what have you been in grief about since you were 3? And your mom is the key in.
Just probably how did I end up in this family? I don't know. Grieving. Just like
you ended up in this family because you chose the family. So what great lesson have you learned from choosing this family? What did you learn you don't want from your family?
What I don't want for my family is bullying and negativity.
Okay. So until you come forward for yourself and love yourself and accept yourself and think positive things about yourself. Continue to live out the story that they gave you about who you are, and you are grieving about that.
Wow.
I'm asking if there's anything higher, and I get a no. Now, guys, I just want to tell all of you, this is another thing that's come up a lot in the summit. Allergies are misdirected energies. And misdirected energies, a lot of the time, go into fixing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all about that. It's all about fixing the air and fixing what you eat and, you know,
yeah.
For a while
how
I couldn't
about,
be on cats, and that got healed. And I actually can be
around
cats now.
Well, good. So you
yeah,
you
I love
know.
That. That was Lori Rayon. Lori Rayon did that or helped me with that.
No,
so.
You did that. Sorry, my Baptist preacher just took over. See, that's what I mean. Guys, I don't do anything for you. I give you the information, and then
okay,
you
good.
Shift it.
I did shift it.
Yes. But you
so
see,
that,
you automatically, you automatically,
yeah,
okay,
it. Yes.
Gave it to somebody else. No, it was your power that did
it. I got it.
It.
So what's been great about that is that it shows me that it's possible, right? Like, I literally am not allergic to cats anymore, clearly.
Okay, did you listen?
Definitely.
Were you on the live webinar, Gina, that we did?
The one September 21st?
Yeah, the live one?
Yeah.
Okay. If there's anything in your mind left about it's not possible to create our health after you heard
yeah.
that.
Right.
I mean, come on. I gave you an hour and a half of scientific
yeah.
and spiritual information that proves
okay.
that we heal
yeah.
ourselves. And they keep wanting me to tell this story, which I've told before, but, you know, when I was little, and I've loved dogs all my life, and I would beg my mom for a dog, but I was allergic. And she said, well, Dee Dee, if you weren't allergic, you could have a dog. It took me 3 months. I got rid of my allergies. I didn't have a clue what I was doing consciously, but I knew I wanted that dog. And if I had to get rid of those allergies to get
yeah.
one. And in 3 months, I had a dog, and I've had one ever since. So, as you do anything, you do everything. The creation process is the creation process. What do I want? I want clear sinuses. But
yeah.
You've been, yes, but you've been focusing on how to get rid of what's keeping them from being clear.
Yeah. Totally.
Well,
yeah,
so you're
because
gonna
you go
keep...
to a healer, and that's what they do. They talk about your environment and your what you're not eating, and so the focus gets on it gets on fixing, even with the
yes.
salami. And so then you go there, right? To what are you eating? What are you wear? You know, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. So, but it's clear. I want clear sinuses. I want to be
okay,
able to breathe.
Okay, I
on my
am
super clear.
I
okay.
am living with clear sinuses, and I breathe the breath of life easily.
Ugh.
Okay?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right, sweetheart. Now, I want to be clear, guys, that doesn't mean we shouldn't use doctors or medicine or any of that to relieve the symptoms of what our energetic bodies have created. I would never say that. While we are learning, that's part of what we've created to help us with our health and wellness. But to not take care of the core issue, you're just putting a Band-Aid on it for the rest of your life. If you have to put a Band-Aid on to get through while you are working on the core belief stuff, then you do that. because that's loving yourself to take care of yourself. But you've got to do your work first. What do I want? I match it with love. I commit to it. I ask the universe to partner with me. How much simpler can it be? Let's all take a breath and go, wow, creating me in a positive, hold on, there's a word that I'm trying to bring in, conscious. Creating me in a positive, conscious way is easy. It's so easy. I state what I want, all in the positive. I feel it in my love place, so my brain connects it with love. I commit to it. I ask the universe to partner with me. Easy. Thank you for bringing all that in, baby.
Thank you. That was
yeah.
Really
go
great.
Breathe the breath of life, dude. All righty. We are going to Diana in New York. Hello, Miss Diana. Hello? Diana? Okay, got to move on. Sorry. Well, I've bounced around so much now, I don't know who I don't believe Miss Janet has been on. Janet, you haven't been on, have you, darling?
No, Derek. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Everything that everyone's brought forward is just about right where I need to be. Thank you for offering up the training on the pendulum, because I've thought about purchasing one, but I haven't, and I thought
it's free.
I needed to. Yes. So thank you for that. I have a work situation, and I'm curious to see what the channel says about what it's about. I hear your words every day when I hear our words every day when I'm at work, and I balance myself and I go to my love place, and it's almost beyond me.
Nothing is beyond you, Janet.
My perception for people now because of this work has really shifted, and I'm almost able to, I read body language differently now. Wow.
Give me your question in one sentence.
What do I need to refocus on to redirect myself in dealing with this issue?
Well, I need to know what this issue is.
There's an employee that I have that has pushed me to
do with your mother?
So, my mom.
Yeah, they're plugging you in big time to your mom, taking your power away from you.
Yes, very much so. I can see that.
You hadn't made the connection, and that's why it's so visceral for you.
Okay.
Because your little girl is going, gosh, you know, here we are. We're exploring our freedom and we're feeling into our freedom. And now here's mom again. What the hell?
All right.
You work with your little girl and get her integrated and go, look, this is not mom. This is not the same situation.
Okay.
But this is plugging us into, and now they're taking me to a core belief. This page here. I have to leave to be safe before they leave me. So, in other words, you have to leave. The belief is you have to leave what's important to you in order to stay safe. And that's why she's plugging you in so much, is that because you know now that you have to come forward for yourself in order to create the experience of being safe and secure in this world. If you give that authority to other people, then you're not going to feel safe and secure in the world, are you?
No, not at all. Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on. There's a second thing coming in now. Sheets, book. Give me a song. Any song that pops in.
Heart and Soul. So
yeah.
A Train does a really an interesting rendition, and I find the melody and the words.
Okay, is it
resonate.
Positive?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where
yeah.
you want to go with this person.
Okay. Okay.
Because she's coming from her own pain and fear.
Yes.
And you don't want to be a partner to that, Janet.
Okay.
You want to create your own experience, knowing that you always come forward for yourself. And when you come forward for yourself, the entire universe comes forward to support you.
Got it.
Okay.
Written down. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Good girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, we're getting to some really good stuff today. I'm loving this show. We're going to Sharon in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. I've really got, it's funny, it's all about injustice. I've got a lot of issues with that. And I'm kind of in a change, whole new change in my life, moving across the country and stuff. And I'm at a loss as to what I should do, where I should go.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, Sharon, the first thing you want to do every morning is get up and go, today I know. I know,
okay.
And I'm clear. Because, and this is Ramtha in the White Book goes into this a lot. If you keep saying, I don't know, your brain can never give you the answer. And the universe can only give you more unknowing. Because when we say, I don't know, that is a direction to our energy not to know. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing, they want you to really start directing yourself to trust your own knowing. So the first thing is, I do know. And the second thing is, I trust that knowing that I have, that I know.
That.
Now, the third thing, there's a core belief, not this page, this page. Yeah, okay. So, again, underneath all of this is, I'll never be good enough. I'll never be good enough to know. I'll never be good enough, so I can't trust myself. So, you have to start training your brain. Guys, you were good enough before you were even conceived. The energy of you is God learning about itself. You were and always have been and always will be good enough. But again, as you believe, it is delivered to you, because we're here to understand how to work with energy and how our thoughts and our feelings and our beliefs create our life. So they want you, every morning, go to your love place. Until this is secondhand nature for you, Sharon, you go to your love place and you feel into your love place and go, wow, today I'm good enough. And I know, and I'm clear, and I trust me to follow what I know. In a nutshell, that's it. You got it?
Yeah, that's exactly. One question, though. My problem is I keep pushing
your
away
challenge,
what I know.
Your challenge?
Yeah,
you keep pushing away what you know. Okay, so let's just stop there, guys, because I want to teach this lesson. You see, she just stated what her own challenge was. And I get this working with people all the time. They know. You guys know, for the most part, where you're falling out. So why do you not just redirect it, Sharon?
Well, I know what you're saying, and I'm going to work on that. I'm talking about, like, you know things. You're getting messages, okay? That
yeah, but,
other people
but
can't.
Honey, I had to go through the process in the first of this work to trust me, to trust the channel, to trust the messages.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the biggest thing, again, is that I trust me. You see? And if you really trust the premise of our work, that when you give energy direction, that energy must follow your direction. If you really trust that, then when you say, today, I'm directing me to trust myself and trust what I hear. And when you go to your heart, you will hear it clearly. Then the challenge is that if the monkey mind comes in to doubt or question, you go, thank you for sharing, and I know.
You know, one of the things that I have a problem with is that.
You don't have a problem, Sharon. You have a challenge.
All right. One of my challenges is that I have become quite aware that a mistake, making the wrong decision. I know you're not going to like these words, but I don't know how else to tell you. Making a decision can destroy your life or can really screw it up or hurt somebody. So my biggest challenge is always that I have to work on is the fear of making the wrong decision and what do I do with this knowledge.
Okay, you know? So what do you want, Sharon?
I want to do the right thing. I want to, if I know something, and it's usually something that is pretty devastating,
So let's put this in a positive, strong command. So what you want
is to do the right thing.
Okay. So today, and you get up and you direct this every day. Today, I make the right decisions. I make the highest decisions through divine love for all energy concerned. Today, I trust myself to do that. And I know that the whole universe is supporting me in making those highest decisions. Every decision I make supports and enhances love, abundance, health, for all energy. any of those ways you want to say it, Sharon, that's what you want. But that's what you have to direct the energy to follow. That's what you're teaching your brain to default to. Okay?
Okay.
Can you feel into that?
I can.
You want to fight it, but fighting it isn't going to get you what you want, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have to take action on something, and, you know, I guess I shouldn't have said I know it. I know an energy, but I don't know where it's coming from exactly. I don't know who is doing it. So,
well, let's just say God's doing it, because God is everything. Or,
yeah, he's allowing it.
Or
yeah.
The force is doing it. Divine love is doing it. The universe. Okay? But if you
yeah.
get up every day, guys, and say, I demand only to be given the highest information, the highest knowledge with the highest understanding.
Okay.
That's my command. Now, universe, create this with me. The energy
okay.
has got to follow that. And then you've got to trust it. All right?
Okay.
Yep. Thank you. Boy.
All right, honey.
Wow. We really got into some heavy stuff in today's show. Good questions, guys. This show rocked. Now live it. Will you go live what we got to? And everybody say this with me. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.